Hi, I'm Joshua.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Juliet.
I'm Jared.
And today we're going to be talking about obesity.
So yeah, we'll just start off with a question real quick. Do you think that obesity is necessarily a bad thing in our society, or do you think that people are just shamed for being obese?
It's a good question. I think it's a little bit of both, actually, that it is a problem, but only to an extent, and also people are shamed to an extent where it could be funny or not funny.
Well, I think that it's kind of a bad thing because if you're telling people that it's okay to be obese, like, it's kind of encouraging it almost. And that's not healthy at all for that person. If they're naturally fat, like, or they get fat easily, then obviously it's not okay to make fun of them. But if you're telling people it's okay to be fat just and they're not doing anything to fix it, then it's a bad thing.
Yeah, I agree. It is a health problem, but overall it's their choice to change their habits to become healthy. But I don't think it's something that we should say is, like, okay, like, if you're fat, like...
Yeah.
It's like a social shaming almost. Like, everyone kind of sees somebody behaving in a way that's not okay. Like, for example, being fat, eating too much, and they kind of shame them for it as a result. But it's not always a bad thing because it helps them. It encourages them to become more thin, like, more in shape. But at the same time, it's not necessarily fair to everyone because some people are in situations where they don't have the ability to exercise or become thinner. So in a lot of cases, it's just bullying.
Yeah,
I feel like if it's an attack on someone, then it's not, you shouldn't attack someone for being obese. You should try to help them become less obese or become healthier.
All right. Here's a question. To help them, what can we do about that?
Well, I think another thing to help them is, like, imaging. Like, for example, in the latest, like, superhero movie, like, Endgame, you see, like, one of the main protagonists is fat in the entire movie, but he's never focused on, like, having a training montage or making himself thin or attractive or anything. He's just powerful and he's just obese. Like, that's it. There's no body shaming to that. So he's, like, showing how you can be proud and proud of your body.
Well, one thing that I think that we can do to help is just encourage people to have a healthy diet and have healthy exercising habits.
Yeah, okay. I agree, and I think we should also encourage restaurants and schools to also, like, give out healthier food.
Yeah.
And fast food places, they should... Actually, no, they can't. I was going to say that they should, like, try to encourage people to limit how many times they go, but then that's not good for their business, so
yeah.
Never mind.
There should be, like, a tax on, like, less healthy food. Like, you can go to most places and get soda for less than a dollar, like a full liter of soda, but then a small bottle of water will cost you, like, $2.
Yeah,
so it's much ridiculous. Less healthy. And then at the same time, a lot of schools don't really require physical education. Like, even our school kind of offers it, but you can get around it in a lot of different ways, so...
Yeah, it's a really big problem, but I think for the fast food restaurant thing, they gotta just tone it down a little bit because that's almost their whole, like, business model is to make it taste good, but in turn, that's bad.
Yeah,
maybe if fast food restaurants used ingredients that were actually, like, better for people, that might help a bit.
Yeah, and use fresh ingredients.
Yeah. And also, like, sugar's in everything now. Like, even peanut butter has, like, a ton of sugar in it. So it's just, like, everything is getting to be really unhealthy for everyone.
On the topic of healthy, what can you do to eat healthy? Like, where can you go? What can you have?
Well, you have to look at the ingredients in food, obviously, because, again, like Andrew said, like, there's sugar in everything, so you have to find things that have less sugar in them.
Serving sizes is always important. Like, you can have a single piece of pizza, but don't have the whole pizza. And no, cutting the pizza into three pieces doesn't mean that it's only three pieces.
The full pizza is not a full pizza.
Also, like, tracking what you're eating, like, throughout the week would help.
Like, yeah.
Some food log or something.
Always try to have one healthy meal a day at least.
Mm-hmm.
no 6 meals a day type thing.
Then always keep exercising, like stay active, go on runs, lift.
Play sports, just be active as much as you can.